Welcome back to Discussions. It is K-Love checking in with the Tez Man. How you doing today, Tez Man?
When you walk through the garden, you better watch your back. Because I beg your pardon.
You know what?
Yo, I'm doing well. I'm just fucked up what happened at that damn bridge in Baltimore.
Yeah.
No, it's gonna be funny and do like a Baltimore accent. But I'm like, no, that shit wasn't funny.
No, listen, and I can appreciate you saying that wouldn't be funny. Real talk, we do send our prayers and our, you know, our good vibes to the people of Baltimore in the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. This is really something.
You just driving on the fucking bridge trying to go home, and then suddenly a huge ass ship just crashes into it.
Yeah, and they said the ship lost power, and so that the Mayday, you know, distress call didn't reach where it needed to go. And that is really something. I would be remiss if I do not mention we do have a special guest with us. Hello, Mr. Ray.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing awesome.
Good. And I know that this may be, you know, some, you know, kind of depressing. This is not, you know, not a pleasant subject to speak about, but, you know, we thank you so much for being here with us today.
The scary thing about it, too, is that this is Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah.
This is basically Baltimore in South Carolina.
Correct.
I mean, you think about it, like, all the bridges we have here that lead out to the ocean, over rivers that lead out to the ocean, like, that shit could happen here. This could happen to anybody. This could happen anywhere with a lot of bridges.
Right.
Like, I mean, shit.
And they've been talking about it too, because they did an assessment with the Don Holt and everything. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like we might have an issue. Like, seriously, we might have an issue. They're now saying that they're checking, like, you know, the safety constraints of the bridges here.
I mean, what fucking safety constraint? A huge ass ship crashed into the bridge. Like, that's not some shit. Like, ain't like the bridge just crumbled. Like the bridge, like the bridge said, fuck it.
Correct.
Like, a ship crashed into it. Like if I was the engineer of that bridge, man, I'd be like, this shit ain't on me.
Right.
Like, nigga, this is what you call an out of context problem. For anybody who doesn't know what that is, an out of context problem means a problem that motherfucker, you just, that shit wasn't in your head at all.
Right.
You couldn't conceive of that shit.
Right.
Like, nobody can conceive of a bridge just like a ship just losing power twice, especially nowadays.
Right.
Like,
correct.
In these times,
with technological advances and whatnot. Correct.
Yeah, because you would think that
another way.
And that shit confuses me. Like, you would think that if the ship lost power, there would be some type of secondary way to actually control the ship.
Yes, sir. Exactly what I was going to say. Forgive me. I know this might sound ignorant. Like a backup generator.
Or rudder.
Is that the same thing as the movie Titanic and stuff?
Oh, my gosh. No,
Titanic, them just like...
Titanic.
I can't even say... I don't think they fucked up in Titanic. I think that was just luck of the draw.
Luck.
Bad luck is still luck. I think it was like, I would think with the Titanic, if you was coming from England to New York, you would take a little further... You would dip south a little further.
Right.
Before coming back up to get to New York.
But didn't they had chopped the glacier or something, and it... Isn't that what happened with... Because they crashed into something, too.
The iceberg.
The iceberg.
Because remember, iceberg is way bigger than it looks.
Yeah, true. True.
And Titanic was basically like a skyscraper on the... if you took like a skyscraper, lay that shit on the side, that was basically Titanic.
Wow.
Like, that shit was not supposed to happen, but that was an iceberg for your ass.
Gotcha.
And not just an iceberg for your ass. That's what Titanic happened with.
Right. But I agree. I think, I don't understand how come there wasn't another, backup option to prevent that from happening. But then, you know how they say it's called an accident for a reason? You know, but at the same time, you would think that when it comes down to safety protocols and things of that nature, there would have been other things
thing I can think of now is that you put ports directly on the ocean, so bridges ships don't have to climb upriver.
Right.
That's the only thing I can think of, but honestly, I don't know what you could do with that. It's just a freak situation.
Right.
What brings me to the point I really want to talk about is how the white boys jumping on that Black Mirror at Baltimore.
Yeah, and what was that? That whole, the DEI
thing. His name escapes me, so I'm sorry about that, brother.
Yes. When they keep referring to him as the DEI mayor,
as if he wasn't fucking elected.
Correct.
Nobody appointed this man mayor.
Right.
He ran a campaign, and everybody said, you know what, man, I like the cut of your jib.
Yeah. Yep. Were they just looking for somebody to blame?
So yeah.
We gotta put this on somebody.
You know that shit was. Yeah. You know that shit was.
Yeah, but how?
My thing, the funny thing I was like about DEI.
Uh-huh.
Is white boys gotta understand, like, this is why I think what it is with racism. Kind of like what I said in another episode about how, like, one of the things that fuel racism is white boys' lack of, you know, getting it.
Uh-huh.
Because you notice the white boys who get after it, who get, you know, get coochie and shit.
Oh my.
They had no, them niggas is never racist, right? But the same thing, like, stupid, like, I don't think racists understand, like, their inability to actually follow even what they're saying.
Because
if you're saying that a DEI hire immediately means that there is a lower level of competency, you're just inherently saying that you think black people are incompetent.
Yeah. And the Baltimore mayor's name, Brandon Scott.
That was his name.
Brandon Scott. Shout out to you, Mr. Scott. Yeah. Yes. Respect you, sir. I can't even imagine what it must feel like sitting in your seat and having to deal with so much negativity. And I mean,
think about it. On top of this shit, he has to rebuild a whole fucking bridge.
Absolutely.
The tax money, hopefully, I don't know how insurance works, so hopefully there's some type of insurance there, but... People forget, like, this brother, he has to figure out what to do about that bridge now.
Absolutely.
And I'm pretty sure, given the situation, he's probably going to sink more money than it originally cost to build the bridge.
Absolutely. Now you're rebuilding.
Because think about it. The reaction is going to be to actually make this shit strong enough so that it doesn't happen again. Because, man, that's just what you do at that point.
Right.
So there's a lot of shit that he has to deal with. And on top of this, the man's being told that he's not good at his job for some shit that has nothing to do with him.
Right.
Like, they act like he got into the ship and said, fuck that bridge.
Absolutely. And that's the very disheartening part. Like, I mean, like, seriously, like he made this happen. Like, that's crazy to me. And I mean, and I do understand, you know, emotions being high and, you know, now you've got, you know, these people that have perished. And but I last read something that the actual barge, the ship that, you know, that caused this, there were still people on there. There are people still on the, that they were on the bridge, on the boat. They couldn't, that they don't even know when they'll be able to get off of it because of the recovery efforts and because some of the debris fell onto the ship. So these people are, they're in essence trapped.
Did it sink?
No, it had not. When I last looked, no, that did not. It did not sink. It's still...
Every video I saw just basically shows the crash and then it cuts from there.
No, the ship did not sink. It's still... And when you see it, like, you do see debris from the bridge.
So the debris fell on parts of the ship they can't get out of.
And they can't get out. Yes.
That's fucking crazy.
Explain that very well. But yeah. And so now you've got crew members that are still... They're still on that ship. I'm not even gonna lie. I haven't looked at the latest update. I am an empath, so when I... Like, stuff like that... It affects me in a different way. Like, it physically makes me feel some type of way, so it's hard for me to really dive into new stuff like that. But
who do you think was more terrified? The people watching, the people on the ship watching, the people on the ship as they were about to hit the bridge, or the people who were on the bridge looking at the ship come right at it?
Coming right. Oh,
who do you think was more terrified?
Oh my gosh.
Trick question. The answer is yes. That shit had to be fucking scary.
That had to be so completely frightening in my mind. If I'm on this bridge, or I'm coming onto this bridge, and I see this happen, and I'm knowing this thing is getting ready to make impact, I'm about to try to go in reverse or something. I can't even imagine.
Man, I'm trying to figure out who's harder to imagine to be, like, the dude that was about to get on the bridge before you saw that shit. Like, hopefully you broke in time, or the motherfucker who just made it off the bridge. Like, either way, that'd be fucking crazy.
Right, because now your emotions are like, oh my gosh.
If I was the last dude, off that bridge, that shit probably would have sent me back to church.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
That shit probably
sent me back to church. Major believer real quick, ain't that so? Oh my gosh, that is. And then it's like, if you, like you said, just making it over, and you look in your rearview, and you.
Do you stop, or do you just keep going? Like, fuck.
Like, what do you do?
Like,
right.
Get the fuck on.
Oh my goodness.
Because it ain't nobody's night tonight.
Right. How could it be? How could it be? Like, how does Baltimore even begin to recover?
You think about the people who can't get to work and shit.
Right.
Because think about, like,
what do they do? Because that you know, and that's the one thing I did want to kind of look up to see what to, I don't know if I would say counties. You know what I'm saying? Because it connected clearly. Right. So how does that even
Because here, like, if a when I worked in Mount Pleasant, mm-hmm. at that retail, the retail store I worked in Mount Pleasant, I'm not going to say which company, but if you have them, you're probably fucking annoyed by them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When we had the ice storm a few years ago, mm-hmm. I couldn't go to work because they wouldn't let us drive across the bridge. And there was another way to get to Mount Pleasant from where I live, mm-hmm. but shit, by the time I got to work, my shit would have been over already. That's how significant these bridges are. So you got a whole bunch of people who just, I mean, hopefully they got their work from home kits. Right. But, and I'm not even being funny when I say that shit. Again, I'm not, if I sound like I'm being funny, I'm not being funny here.
No.
Because, like, hopefully that, you know, because think about it. That's people who, you know, who right. can't get to work and jobs like to be funny about that
exactly.
shit.
Exactly. Livelihood. Mm. And I mean, granted, it's an emergency. Federal, I believe they do consider that. Federal FEMA? Emergency, right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so I guess that would be the insurance then. FEMA would right? jump in there.
I would like to think, but...
That's like that part I want to research, actually. Just how did he go about rebuilding that bridge?
Right.
But back to them white boys, though. Listen. Stop being afraid of competition.
Yeah.
You had a 400, 500-year run on things, all right? Just because somebody got on and... Beat y'all. Also, it's, I mean, think about it. It's a predominantly black city, I believe. Of course, the mayor's gonna be black.
Okay.
I'm so confused why Charleston doesn't have a black mayor.
I want to know the same reason.
But yeah, so that's how democracy works. Stop getting mad at your fucking system when it don't work for you.
Yeah. That part. Do you think it's just simply being afraid of change? Do you think that it's because it's a cultural?
Yeah, that's what I would say. Study your enemies. Mm-hmm. Learn to empathize with your enemies. Mm-hmm. You can figure out mm-hmm. what makes them tick. Mm-hmm. And then they see in a world that looks less and less like them. So they're afraid of it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I'm going to help them in any way.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to make like my goals come true. Like I'm not lessening my goals, but I understand why you're mad.
I do too. So,
but I mean, it is what it is, nigga. I'm trying to win.
Yeah. Fear of a black planet. Fear of a black planet. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But,
they do know we ain't going nowhere, right?
No.
They don't know that? Is that what they're trying so hard to extinguish?
I think they don't know that.
Oh, they don't know.
I think they really think, when they say go back to Africa and shit like that.
Uh-huh. They really love to say that.
I think they really think that we're not going to be in Africa.
Oh, okay.
Like, okay. Also, y'all would just follow us.
They would. Yeah, because, yeah.
First of all, you think all them white girls and give all that shit up?
No, I don't think so.
You know how many white girls fuck up black?
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm not saying a whole lot, but I'm saying enough where if we go to Africa, they're coming too.
They're coming, they're right there, they coming. Yeah, Susie, they're coming. They gonna gas up the.
And what you gonna do?
What Cole Brown said, they gonna gas up the pacer and go.
And what you gonna
pacer?
What you gonna do? No send us back to Africa with all the resources on. Hey, we back in Africa now. No more diamonds.
You silly. I just wish. I know this is going to sound real cheesy.
I wish
it was a thing where we really could all just get along. Like, I really wish we could because...
Niggas, we need oil. Well, too fucking bad. I'm in Africa now.
I wish we could make this work.
Well, what's the price of the barrel is going to be? $2,000 a fucking barrel.
Yeah, inflation, right?
Listen, niggas, come back.
Is that going to be inflation and reparations together?
Listen. Yes. I'm going to go with that.
He's
I'm going to go with the inflipperations. All I know is you don't want me to run the resources.
No,
I'm about to hold it down.
I'm about to say, sounds like you're about to get...
Niggers, come back to Africa. No, come back to America. No.
Hey, listen, maybe one day it'll all make sense, right? Maybe. Possibly.
Every kiss begins with K.
You know what?
Bitch, you better kiss him because the nigga spent like... $1 million on this little funky ass diamond that would have been $2,000 right. had I not been in Africa.
You know what, sir? Look, it's the Tasman. That's how he feels, and
Africa,
he's sticking with it.
The African flag would have been just a picture of me holding it down. White people.
I cannot with you. But real talk, we send our thoughts and our prayers to the people of Baltimore, especially to you, Mayor Scott, Mayor Brandon Scott, for everything that you're having to deal with in the midst of trying to bring everything back together.
Keep up the good fight, bro. Like, fuck them.
Absolutely, sir. Please keep your head up and please keep doing what you do. We see you, brother. We are proud of you because We don't know what it would be like to sit in a spot like that.
You know what
like
about him?
What's that?
He just said something like the whole make them afraid thing. I thought that was kind of like just the whole, you know, just trying to be like the extra thing sometimes like activists do.
Gotcha.
But I did like the fact that he didn't do the Dr. King voice like the other dude did. You know what I'm talking about? Them two senators from last year.
No,
one of them dudes got up and started doing the Dr. King voice. That shit was so fucking hilarious.
Oh my god!
Like, nigga, why is you talking like that?
Oh my god! Cause I think it's to create that, you know, that familiarity to make you know.
Like sometimes I think like
to lift every voice the same, you know.
Cause like at some reason black people get in for camera and start being performative about everything.
Yeah,
that was like the only thing I would say Brandon Scott did wrong when it's like, oh, my job is to make them afraid. And I was like, yes, mm-hmm. that's performative. Mm-hmm. So don't do mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. Everything else is great. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like when dude started doing that, I don't know. Like, nigga, Dr. King don't even talk like that. He gave a speech. The nigga was projecting on a speech. Mm-hmm. Dr. King, like, yeah, you heard Dr. King talk. Dr. King talk like a regular ass dude from the country.
Uh-huh.
I thought that shit was weird.
Well, hey, he tried.
So yeah, shout out to Brandon Scott for not being super performative.
Yes, 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 yes. But just thank you for standing in the gap as best as you can, you know. And we do. We pray for full recovery for the city of Baltimore. And we do. I definitely am thinking a lot about the families that have suffered.
That's just crazy.
You know, such an unfortunate and tragic loss. But, you know, we're strong people. I do believe that, you know, we will, you know, rebound from this as best as we can. Only time will tell. Taz, man, where can they find you?
Maximus to the 7th on Twitter and Instagram. And I'll say... I think this time, but Threads. I'm going to be strong with it. And the Tez Man on Twitter.
That's what's up. And I know you didn't say very much, Mr. Ray, but where can the people connect with you?
On Facebook, you can follow me at Ray's Photography.
Awesome, awesome. And I am your girl, K-Love. You can find me at Christy Baxter McLaurin on Facebook and Miss Christy Love 511 on IG. Thank y'all so much for being here. We appreciate it. It's been Discussion. We out.